The Lord gave me the scripture this morning, James 1:22. Well, he gave it to me yesterday, but James 1:22, and we are so familiar with that, but many of us have never read what came before it. A few of us have read what came after it. And I'm not led to go there, but I suggest you go read James chapter 1. Because he says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. I need my iPad. I want to read that from another translation, if the Lord allows. But from that translation, we find out some more things that we are supposed to be doers of. So we want to stop just snatching a scripture out and not getting it in context. But it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. I wanted to start back at the 12th verse, but I don't think I'll go back that far. Let's just start at 19, still in King James. The power of God is here, and the anointing is here, and yokes are being destroyed because of the anointing. Are you going to keep holding on to your yoke? Are you going to take, oh Lord God, Jesus at his word? Are you going to take him at his word? Do what he says. I don't want you to leave here today, and God doesn't want you to leave here today and say, oh, Sis Cora had a good word. The anointing was upon her. And it is. I want you to leave taking hold of that word. When you leave here, most of us are going to go eat lunch. And most of us are not going to sit down at the table and get up. So, ooh, that was some good food, and not take a bite. Not fill up on it. Many of us will say, ooh, I ate too much. Let's take hold of the word. Put it in our hearts. And then use it. If you don't use it, you will lose it. AJ, my favorite son-in-law, who's become my son, he had me going. The boy didn't care if I was his mother-in-law or not. I heard him tell somebody, that's your mother-in-law? They said, yeah, but that's my client. And when I was using it, he'd tell you, I could run. I could do whatever else he said. That's all I'm going to say. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. I want to read this from the Message translation. And I will start at verse 12 in the Message Bible for James chapter 1. And then I have to go on and do what I believe the Lord would have me to do further. Kisha bolonde saba asto shera oku watali isto kurande breke labusta shakede de ato osta lete shukura da 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 ba costa. The Lord said, all those things that run around in your mind, you know what they are. You know where it's supposed to be. You just can't see how you can get there. Chaos. Hallelujah. Woo, Tori, he'll tell you what I said. Glory to God. Hey. Mashunde. Some of you you got a testimony. We might be calling for that. Somebody has a word. Is Tez here? Did he leave? I saw he was here. Tez. Did he leave? Because I was impressed that he needed to testify to some young people, and I'll just tell you briefly about Tez. Tez led the praise and worship, was com- contemplating suicide at one time. He said he was getting ready to jump. Bishop called him. And the Lord said to tell you, whoever you are, young or old, but I believe he's a young person, he said, it's not time for you to die. He said, it's not time for you to die. He said, it's time for you to live. It's time for you to live. The liar still lies. He will never tell you the truth. He said, but I tell you the truth. You are valuable to me. You're precious to me. Jesus said, so much so that I let them beat me on my back, slap me on my face, spit in my face, kick me, hit me just for you. He said, live. If you need somebody to talk to, you can call us here at 662-631-9787. Leave a message. We'll get back to you. He said, live. Message Bible, James 1, starting with verse 12. Anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons, loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. See? Life and more life. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in. Let me read that. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil say, God is trying to trip me up. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. Temptation to give in to evil comes to us and only to us. We have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Lust gets pregnant and it has a baby, sin. The baby is sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes a real killer. So my very dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. The gifts are rivers of light cascading down from the Father of light. There is nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures. Post this at all the intersections, dear friends. Lead with your ears, follow up with your tongue, and let anger struggle along in the rear. God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all spoiled virtue and coercion evil in the garbage, cancerous evil in the garbage. In simple humility, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and in 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like. But whoever catches a glimpse of the revealed counsel of God, the free life, even out of the corner of his eye, and sticks with it, is no distract, scatterbrain, boy, but a man or a woman of action. That person will find delight and affirmation in the action. You have to do what the word says. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Be ye what? Doers of the word. We can't go around being angry and upset and blaming people. We can't have other gods before us. God is God and God is God and he is God. Now, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt and Moses went up into the mountain, what did they do? They built a golden calf. Let's know they were rich. They had plenty of money. They had plenty of gold. But that God couldn't help them. Those gods couldn't help them when they were in Egypt. I don't know what made them think those gods could help them when they came out. Your God other than God hasn't helped you all your life. What makes you think holding on to that God can help you now?